This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly League One on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, this is the Betting Weekly League Up podcast with me, Rob Daly, Steve Wiss, and James Histon. Join me as well. This is brought to you by BetRivers, your hometown sports book. We're going to be looking ahead to round 14 in France this coming weekend. And we're in the middle of the European week, and a lot of French clubs are involved in European action. Marseille no more after their defeat to Spurs last night. But we're not touching upon them tonight because it will put Steve and James in a bad mood. So let's reflect upon last week, which might actually put you in a bad mood here, Steve, because it was, it didn't quite happen.
I'm disappointed, to be honest, Rob, at the moment. This whole season, I'm lacking consistency. And the last round, I lost minus 1.73 units. And the problem I've got at the moment is I will have a week of brilliance followed by a week of being average and then a poor week. Rinse and repeat that cycle. And I need to improve my consistency in a positive way in footballing terms. I'm like the Monaco of betting right now. all literally capable of anything. And it comes down to really probably three factors, Rob. Making sure you get value plays, which I'm generally quite happy with. Decision making, which there's been a couple of poor ones at times from me. And then probably a little bit of lady luck. You know, I don't care how good you are, you do need a little bit of luck. And I think my on a scale of 0 to 10, probably I've been around 3 or 4 in terms of that aspect. So I need all three to come together. I just want to knuckle down now before the World Cup break, get some profit out of the next two rounds. And then I think following, you know, into the new year, hopefully go on a really good, consistent run.
Yeah, last week I had one winner out of three, Rob. So it was a loss for me as well. Although for me last week, it was one of those weeks where not going to say you don't mind losing, but it felt explicable in that the defeat that meant I ended up with a loss last week was the Lille bet. I bet on Lille to avoid defeat at Lyon and they lost 1-0. But actually watching the game, I felt it went as I expected. I thought Lille were unlucky to lose that. They played quite well. So when you lose, but you've watched the game and you think actually that played out the way I expected, it's not too bad because at least you've got a reason for what's happened. So disappointed to lose, but you know, we are still in profit. And I should say, you know, from a bankroll point of view, I think we've been in profit every single week pretty much of the season. So in terms of stability on that front, it's been a good season so far.
No, we can't complain. 6.12 units up for the season, just behind the Champions League show now. And just quickly on that, Steve, you said some of the pre-group stage picks, I think, are starting to come.
I want to give a big shout out to everyone that's actually contributed on that show this year. I think some of the content is excellent, right back from the qualifying matches where we had RJ and Cooper nailing the winners there. But there's been some great outright winners. James was on the show last week and nailed 3 out of 3 on the Champions League. Me and Nigel had a good night last night, and there's been, as I say, some great outright picks. So I think it's really good to see that show doing well because everyone that's been on it at some stage has contributed.
It sounds like you two are the reason that's gone above us.
Danny Elliott had a great big outright on Porto to win the group, so it's not just that.
Oh, wow, did he? Wow, that's a humdinger. Well done to him. Okay, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games to get to. And we've got 2 on Saturday. And these are both of yours, James, 2 of yours.
Yes.
So let's start with these. How about Ajaccio Strasbourg right down at the bottom of the table? What are you seeing here?
Yes, I'm backing Strasbourg on the Asian handicap here, Rob. 0 goal start on the Asian handicap at Ajaccio, which is at minus 111. So a 0 goal bet on the Asian handicap is the same as the draw no bet market. It's essentially giving you the safety net of getting your stakes back if the game ends in a draw. So Strasbourg 0 Asian handicap means if it's a draw, you'll get your stakes back. And if Strasbourg win, then you make a profit. So essentially, it's a bet on Strasbourg to avoid defeat here. And if you look at the league table, yeah, they're both down near the bottom, as you say. There's very little to pick between the teams. Strasbourg have only won one match all season. So there's nothing in those top line stats to suggest that Strasbourg are a lot better than Ajaccio, but I still think they are. I think of all the teams in the bottom half of the table, the team that are performing the worst relative to their potential are Strasbourg. They're sort of the mirror image of Lorient, who've been excellent to the top half. And I think Strasbourg will improve. I think they'll struggle to match how they did last season when they were challenging for a top six place for most of the season. But I do think they're a better side than they've shown. And that's what I'm thinking will happen this weekend. We should see signs of that against an Ajaccio side who are poor and I think will always be down at the bottom of the table this season. And the reason I'm going for Strasbourg this weekend is there have been signs of improvement. So they've actually only lost one of their last four games, which was against Lille, who are a much better side than Ajaccio. And particularly, I've been impressed with Strasbourg in their last two away matches. So they won at Angers 3-2 a couple of away games ago. Now, Angers are a similar standard side to Ajaccio, so that should give Strasbourg confidence going into this game. And they drew at Toulouse in their last away game, where they were getting badly beaten in that match and came back to draw 2-2. We saw the same thing happen with Strasbourg at home to Marseille last weekend when they came back and got a point drawing 2-2. So there have been signs recently from Strasbourg of, if not great performances, if not games where they're controlling matches, certainly signs of resilience and crucially signs of them scoring goals, which I think will be crucial here because I fancy them to, if not keep a clean sheet, then concede very few chances because we know Ajaccio score very few goals. Mm. So I think there's an imbalance between the two teams in attack at the moment, which Strasbourg can exploit. And I think defensively, there's a good chance of Strasbourg playing well against Ajaccio because Ajaccio creates so little. So on balance, even though they are both down at the bottom of the table, I do think Strasbourg have got a good chance here. And as I say, with our bets on this match, you've got the safety net of getting your stakes back if the game ends in a draw. So you don't have to have a Strasbourg win in order to avoid losing your stakes.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I just have a few alarm bells with Strasbourg. I feel like their manager could be one result away from getting the sack really at any stage. But you are right, James. Of all the teams in the league, they are performing worst on in terms of expected points. They should have apparently plus 6.13 more points than they have right now. And they have underachieved dramatically. And with Ajaccio, the thing is, will they even score a goal? They are so toothless in attack that at very worst, you've got to think this is probably going to end 0-0. So I know you have a very good record betting against Ajaccio on Corsica this year. So hopefully that one does continue. To be fair, last season, if this match was played last season, Strasbourg would be odds-on favourites to win this game. And you can get them at this big price simply because they are underachieving. But it's not easy, is it, when you're in a rut? So hopefully they can just use this fixture nicely for them.
Yeah, you wonder how big that comeback win was against Marseille. Last weekend to come from 2-0 down to draw 2-2. And a lovely goal from Kevin Gamero, wasn't it? Tremendous finish to salvage the point. Okay, James, you got another Saturday pick. Angers versus Lens. 20th versus 2nd. Lens still riding high near the top of the table. Angers beaten by the aforementioned inconsistent Monaco last weekend. So what have you got for us?
Yeah, you've said it really in the intro there, Rob. It's 20th versus 2nd. The gulf in quality between these two sides this season has been absolutely huge. And, you know, Lens are one of those sides who I think most people would have thought were top eight contenders, certainly this season. The question now is, are they top three contenders? That's the position they're in the league. They've played brilliantly in many games. And they've coped really well with having lost players over the summer. They've replaced them and carried on playing really good football. This is a pretty straightforward pick. It's one of those where you're trying to find reasons to not back it for me, because when I saw the price on Lens, I thought, wow, you know, they should be winning this game. So as you said, they're 18 places above Angers in the table. They're 22 points above Angers in the table. They've built up a 22-point lead over their opponents this weekend in just 13 matches. Lens have won 9 out of 13 matches. Angers have lost 9 out of 13 matches. Any sort of metric you look at, it's fairly clear that Lens should go here and get all 3 points. And there's no signs of that changing at the moment for me for Lens. Their form has been really, really consistent. One thing I wanted to flag up with Lance is that their only defeat of the season so far was in the derby against Lille, which is going back 2 or 3 weeks now. They lost 1-0 in the derby against Lille. And that came at around the same time they lost their sporting director, Florent Gisolfi, who's gone to Nice. So they were two big events that if there wasn't an inner strength and confidence about Lance, you would think, well, this could knock them off course. This is where we might see Lance's form falter. On the back of that defeat to Lille in the derby, they've played three, they've won three, and they haven't conceded a goal. And I think that speaks volumes for what we're seeing from Lance at the moment, which is a very well-run club who are really solid in every department on and off the pitch. And, you know, they go into this game at Angers on that run of three straight wins without conceding a goal. It's very difficult to make a case against Lance winning the match. So, yeah, I'm fairly strong on Lance this weekend now. I've not backed them just to win the game. They are odds on. Although I wouldn't talk anybody out of it if you're happy to back them at a short price. So I'm backing them on the Asian handicap with a minus 0.75 goal start, which basically means you'll win, half your stakes will win if Lorient win by a single goal, and your full stakes will win if they win by two or more goals. And it's available at around even money. It's available at plus 100. So as I say, there are lots of factors in Lance's favour at the moment. And I just can see no reason why that should not continue this weekend.
Do you know what? It wouldn't be a Betting Weekly French Ligue 1 show without someone having a pick on the Angers match, yes. Would it? It's not often I don't get involved in them. I usually like to get involved in the goals markets, team totals against them. But Lons are the sort of side who could probably come here and win 1-0. They just don't concede goals. And I seemed every other week, I seem to tweet out that a big club needs to take a look at their manager, Frank Ice. Like, he is done incredible things here. And it's only a matter of time before, as I say, a really, really big side around, somewhere around the world will take a go on him, because he's got a fantastic organisation. They have both teams to score no seems to hit an awful lot of times in their games. And it's because they just don't concede at the moment.
Yeah, I did see he was linked in the papers, certainly with the Brighton job, when that came up. And when I saw that, I thought, you know, somebody's noticed him, because I think at the moment, obviously there's big name managers in League One, but if you look at who's actually performing in their role as a manager over the last 2 years, he's the top guy in League One in terms of just how he's improved the side, how he's improved individual players, the coherence really of the tactics at Lance, the way he's dealt with the media, the way I can't think of a single problem off the pitch in the squad, dealt with them, you know, making a profit in the transfer market and improving the team on the back of it. So many things about him which have impressed. So, and for Lance to be, you know, like I say, top three, when I looked at the team over the summer, they lost some good players, you know, Jonathan Clauss, Sheikh Ducaré left the side. So he's done a great job. And yeah, they're probably still, for a few people, flying under the radar, aren't they? They're not a big name club outside of France in many ways, but certainly, yeah, within the league and for this show, they've been fantastic to watch.
So your best players can get better does sound very Brighton-y, doesn't it? It's like what they've done this season. So logical. They beat Toulouse last Friday, so 8 days off for Lens before they travel to Angers on Saturday. Let's move into our Sunday games. We've got to go Lorient PSG here. Fourth versus first in the table. PSG are scoring goals for fun at the moment, and we are recording this before a game that is actually important. It's not without importance, because Paris Saint-Germain go away to Juventus to try and win their Champions League group, level on points with Benfica. Benfica face Maccabi Haifa. And if you look at the Champions League draw, I mean, I always say people try to downplay the importance of finishing first in your group, but it increases your chance of getting through the competition dramatically. That's a big game for PSG tonight. And it comes off the back of a 4-3 win over Troyes, which I think did you a favour, Steve.
It was my only winner last week. And my man Mama Baldé got a couple of goals for nice. Troyes. It was a great game, actually. And it was, I said, didn't I, going into it, that the match against Maccabi Haifa might just release the shackles off PSG's attack again. And I think they'll continue to be like that until the World Cup break now.
Okay, James, your pick. And then we've got all of Steve. So,
yes, Yeah, well, I'm going on both teams to score in this match, Rob, Lorient versus PSG. I was just thinking, Steve, when you mentioned Mama Balde there, if we had a record of what you would have got with Steve's goal score picks, if you just backed them every week.
He just shook his head instantly. He knows.
Well, I mean, you know, because Steve's picking out the names for people, but it's obviously quite difficult to be sure when they're, you know, when they're going to score. So we're sort of, you know, systematically picking them and, you know, aligning them to a particular weekend. But
he's a good pick again, especially if they're an underdog. He's a good pick, Mama Balde, if they're on the break. He's not so good a pick if they're a favourite because teams have a more lower block against them.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely been one. There's another of your picks, actually, Steve, is in my thinking with this Lorient-PSG game, which is Terran Moffey, who I think will be back for this. So, yeah, Lorient-PSG, Rob. I've gone on both teams to score here. PSG, you would think, will always score. You know, that's just that, you know, they've got so much quality up front. I do wonder if they might rotate this weekend, because as you say, once they get this Juventus game out of the way, which they will be taking seriously from what Christophe Galtier, the manager, has said, because you're absolutely right, they are going for first place in the group, so that's a competitive match for them. I wonder if after that they might rotate across these final two league matches before the World Cup, whether the players might have a bit of input into that as well. Mbappe, Neymar, Messi might, you know, start
you imagine
to
they'd
talk
have
about
the power to maybe ask for
you think so
game time, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. There's a piece in the French press this week about Galtier taking soundings from Lionel Messi. It was about specifically, which you obviously would, you know, if you're in his position. So maybe they'll rotate here. But even if they do, PSG, they should have enough quality to score. Lorient conceded twice against Nice last weekend. And the defence has wobbled a little bit. We also saw mistakes from Lorient. I think it was a Troyes game. There's a couple of individual mistakes in that match as well when they drew 2-2. So Lorient have been conceding goals recently. And I fancy them to score. I think Lorient at home can get a goal here against PSG. PSG obviously did concede 3 goals against Troyes last weekend. They've changed their defensive system from a back 3 to a back 4. Which the manager at the moment appears happy with. I'm not sure it's made them any more defensively solid. It has worked, but maybe it's worked just because they've still got, you know, the best players on the pitch. I don't think it's made them any more difficult to score against. And Lorient have scored in 12 of their 13 matches anyway this season. So they are a team, we've said this before on the show, Lorient, who have been attack-minded, very quick to break away when they win the ball back. Terran Moffey, who's their top scorer, who's been outstanding, if he is back this weekend starting the match, will be obviously improve their goals threat, but will also make the other players around him play better. And they've got nothing to lose. You know, Lorient are under absolutely no pressure, given how many points they've got on the board. Nobody thought they'd be top half, really, let alone top 6. So they can, you know, they can look at this game, not having to worry about that position in the table, have a real go. It's a sold-out match at Lorient. They'll be absolutely up for this and jumping in the stands. And I think that it's just come at a right time for them playing PSG, who might start to be thinking about the World Cup and possibly be a little bit more vulnerable at the back. So both teams to score is odds on. It's available at -125. That's my pick on this one.
I really like this pick from you, James. I think you're effectively on Lorient to score a goal at -125, really. Yeah. And do you know what? I think Lorient win the game. I'm going to put my neck out here. Yeah, I think they win the game. I think they've got there's a really good feeling around that club right now. And I think PSG, after it'll be a tough match against Juventus. And I think they could be a shock on the cards. I think PSG will lose this game. Lorient have got a great feeling about them right now. They're brilliant at counter-attacking. And if they can just be a little bit more solid at the back and cut out some mistakes, there's a chance they can win the game. I certainly think they can get something out of the game. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of this pick.
I think last time you went for one of those, Steve, was it Angers-Nice? Nice-Angers? And I think you didn't do it as a pick, but you said, I think Angers, call me mad, but I think they can win this game. And
you can call
me
insane now, but I mean, PSG don't lose many games domestically, but I think this could be right. They could be there for the taking.
Interesting.
I also, reflecting upon Lorient's game against Nice last weekend, they did lose, but it felt like a misleading scoreline because of how well Kasper Schmeichel played, who's a player we've talked about a lot on the show about how he hasn't actually been doing that well since he joined from Leicester. But he made a number of saves, eight
could
to
be four or five
target.
Up, couldn't they? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they started so well. I think that's actually changed the dynamic, Rob. It's a good shout out for Kasper Schmeichel personally, because it's almost his first big performance, as in, you know, you can pin the points on him, which is what Nice signed him for, you know, so it'll do him the world of good and Nice going forward the world of good to finally, you know, get to see the Kasper Schmeichel they thought they'd signed.
They thought they were getting, yeah. Okay, Steve, you're up.
I'm
three
up,
in
yeah.
three in a row, and we're getting a little bit short on time, but we'll do this best we can. Lille Ren, no rush, seventh versus third, and goals.
Yeah, this is a both teams to score pick at minus 162, which might not look a great price, but I actually think this is a tremendous value pick. You can still have value, even if the price is short, of course. But these are two very, very offensive teams who have got a lot of goals in them. Both teams to score in Lille games this year, 10 out of 13 and 9 out of 13 for Rennes. They've only got 5 clean sheets between them. And Rennes are coming into this match on the back of a Europa League match against the Cypriot side at AEK Larnaca on Thursday. Mm. But that's at home. I think it'll be a breeze. I think it'll be a walk in the park for them. And I think they'll just keep their confidence flowing by scoring more goals. So this is a really good offensive matchup. It's as simple as that. There's not much sometimes you can really say, except you just should be end-to-end. Remember that Lille against Monaco match just a couple of weeks ago? That was 4-3. And I could see something similar where both teams just go for it in a shootout. I don't think either's going to be happy with a point. The way both managers play the game, they want to get the victory. So, and the other thing is sometimes goalkeepers can mess you around in these sort of games, but neither goalkeeper for me is that convincing this season. Certainly in the Lille department, they've got goalkeeping problems. I think they need to sort the goalkeeper out long-term there. And, you know, Stéphane Mandanda, as good as he's been down the years, I think there's always a little bit of a mistake in him somewhere. So a lot of things add up here. At very worst, it should be a 1-1 draw. But I could see this being even something like a good old Desmond Tutu, you know. So both teams scoring minus 162. I'm not exactly being Mystic Meg here or getting a massive price, but we'll take the winner and move on.
Yeah, just very quickly on this. It should be a great watch, Rob, is all I would say. Rennes have been hugely entertaining. Lille, as Steve said, involved in a 4-3 against Monaco, also hugely entertaining. So in terms of viewing, it should make for a really, really good watch.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that game. I've enjoyed watching matches involving Lille and Rennes very much this season. Let's go to two teams down in the bottom half of the table then, Steve. Rams versus Nantes on Sunday. Nantes just haven't been able to really get it going, have they, after what did turn into a very good season last season. What have you seen here?
I am taking Rams on a minus 0.25 Asian handicap. And actually,
could you just explain that quickly, Steve, for people?
Yes, if this match ends a draw, then we'll just lose half the stake. But I really like the idea of betting against Nantes here because they are coming to this match off after a trip to Greece against Olympiakos in the Europa League. And they've got to go for it there. They might end up qualifying. Their European run is going to continue whatever in the new year, which I don't think is good for them because they cannot juggle domestic and European matches very well. And this is the end of a really, really busy period. So I think they're going to struggle here against a Rams side who they've actually drawn 3 of their last 4 matches 0-0. Which is quite remarkable, really. But this has always been a squad that's got a lot of solid players in it. And the interim manager, Will Still, has instilled quite a good disciplinary nature into the team. And I just don't see Rams losing the game. There's only one team in Ligue 1 this season that's not had an away win. Guess who it is? It's Nantes. They've yet to get an away win. So if that continues, at very worst, this is a half loss. And they also have, I'm not into head-to-heads, but they have a terrible record away at Rams in recent years.
Oh, if you're bringing up head-to-head, it's worth mentioning.
Yeah, it can be a difficult place to go. It's just the sort of, it's an awkward ground. The crowd can get on top of you. And I think this is a great chance for them to beat Nantes, who I think will be tired physically, mentally. And I don't think Nantes are that great. They're just an average side at best this year. So I certainly think if you can keep the 1-0s in play, the 2-0s in play, minus 0.25 Asian handicap on Rams, and it's a minus 109 is this price, so it's not bad odds.
What do you think, James?
Yeah, fairly positive comments coming out of Rants about Will Still, the interim manager. He's only 30 years old, Will Still, but he's already been a number one manager in the Belgian top flight, and he's sort of auditioning for the full-time position here at Rants, having moved in to the interim post when they sacked Oscar Garcia last month. So, yeah, the talk is that the players like him. He seems a competent coach. doing a good job. He comes across well. And as Steve said, he's made them very difficult to score against. We know they've got a threat up front with Ito and Balogun, who have been really sharp up front for Rance in many of the games. So they do have a chance of getting a goal. But what he has done is he's made them difficult to play against. So at the moment, his sort of audition for the job at Rance, because he is a contender to get the full-time post, is going pretty well.
I'm just desperately trying to do a Will Still pun, but nothing's coming to mind. I'll get one for next week. I'm sure I'll still be in the position.
Plenty of time.
Now. Plenty of time, exactly. Okay, we'll still be back next week. So I'll work out later. Okay, Clermont versus Montpellier, 9th versus 14th. This is the final pick of the show, and it's you again, Steve. Both teams to score, yes.
Yeah, both teams to score, yes, at minus 150. Again, not the greatest price in the world, but I think it's a winner. Clermont actually have the worst expected goals against in the league, 27.78, but they've only conceded 20 goals. So, you know, the goalkeepers have been a big part of that at times. They've also got the lowest expected points in the league. They should be bottom of the table on expected points, Clermont. Credit to the manager, Pascal Gastien, who's one of the best in the league at getting the absolute most out of this squad. But it just shows you that they're vulnerable, they can be got at, and, you know, they've not kept a clean sheet in any of their last six games. Both teams scored in their last six as well. They usually give it a go. And Montpellier side have come here with five straight defeats. They're under interim manager Romain Pitau at the moment. They've had a tough run of games recently, so their fixtures have not been kind. This is a much more favourable. Elewahi's coming back from suspension here. Another goal scorer I backed before, so he's probably nailed on to get one here, which I would not moan at. And I think it'd be quite a good game of football, a decent watch. And I think the one-all draw's in play. So both teams scoring, I prefer that over the taking the overs. But you've got two defences which you just can't trust, in my opinion. A lot of goals conceded and expected to concede. But at the other end of the field, I think you've got enough firepower where this should convert. So it's an interesting match. And like I say, it's just, you know, minus 150 is not the greatest odds in the world. But at the moment, I said at the start of the show, I just want to knuckle down before this World Cup break and keep it simple. I mean, I've only got three picks this week, which is unusual for me.
Normally, five.
Yeah, I just want to knuckle down, knuckle down and get three winners out of three. And, you know, the prices, I still believe they're value picks, despite the odds not being the greatest. So crack on and cash those winners, Rob.
Any value in Lorient at plus 750, Steve, to beat Paris Saint-Germain?
Yeah. You could do worse. Have a quarter of a unit on them or something.
Okay. An eighth of a unit. Okay. Okay, good work, boys. Let's reflect upon all of your picks for the week. This is round 14 of the season. James, what do you like the most there?
Yeah, of mine, the biggest one for me there is the Lens pick. Lens minus 0.75 Asian handicap. Away at Angers at plus 100.
Steve, you're knuckling down at the minute, so I feel like I don't want to ask you for one.
No, you can. You can, actually.
Oh, go on then. Let's have it.
Lille-Ren, both teams to score, yes, I think is a tremendous value play. I believe that should be priced at minus 200, minus 220. I think it's a great value pick.
Okay. A reminder, if you want more from Steve and James and the rest of the experts and all the Bet Rivers shows, follow on Twitter at Because We Win. And a reminder, all the prices are available at the Bet Rivers website as well. From Steve, James and myself, goodbye gents, and I'll see you both for round 15, which will be the final set of games, is that right, before the World Cup?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah,
okay, see you then.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly League One on the Bet Rivers Network.